Today, for the SIE exam, we are covering the essential topic of economic indicators. Understanding these is not just about memorizing lists. It's about knowing how the economy breathes and how financial markets react. The exam will test your ability to categorize these signals into three main groups: leading, lagging, and coincident indicators. Let's start with leading indicators. These are the forward-looking signals that attempt to predict where the economy is headed. Think of them as the economy's crystal ball. A classic example the SIE exam loves to use is building permits. When applications for new construction projects rise, it signals that we can expect more jobs, more spending on materials, and overall economic expansion in the coming months. Another critical leading indicator is the stock market, specifically a broad index like the S&P 500. A sustained rise in the market reflects investor confidence about future corporate earnings and economic health. Initial unemployment claims are also a powerful leading indicator. Notice the word initial. When the number of people filing for unemployment for the first time decreases, it's a strong sign that the job market is improving, long before the overall unemployment rate reflects that change. Next, we have coincident indicators. These provide a snapshot of the economy's current health. They move in step with the business cycle. The most significant coincident indicator is gross domestic product, or GDP. GDP represents the total market value of all goods and services produced within a country in a specific period. A strong, growing GDP indicates a healthy economy right now. Other examples include industrial production and personal income levels. On the exam, if you see a question about what indicator shows the current state of the economy, you should immediately think of these coincident measures. Finally, there are lagging indicators. These are the rearview mirror, confirming trends that have already happened. They only change after the economy has already begun to follow a particular pattern. The most frequently tested lagging indicator is the unemployment rate. This is a major trap for students. It feels like it should be a current or coincident indicator, but think about it from a business owner's perspective. You wait until you are absolutely certain the economy has recovered and demand is stable before you start hiring new employees. This delay makes the overall unemployment rate a lagging signal. Another key lagging indicator is the Consumer Price Index, or CPI, which is the primary gauge of inflation. Inflation typically rises after a period of economic recovery is well underway, as increased demand starts to push up prices. To keep these straight, here's a simple mental shortcut. Think of yourself driving a car. The lead-in indicators are your GPS and the road signs ahead, telling you what's coming. The coincident indicators are your speedometer and dashboard, showing your current speed and status. And the lagging indicators are what you see in the rearview mirror, showing you the road you've already covered. The most common trap on the exam is confusing initial unemployment claims, which are leading, with the unemployment rate, which is lagging. A question might give you a list of four indicators and ask you to identify the leading one. If you see both unemployment rate and initial unemployment claims as options, remember that initial claims predict the future trend, making it the leading indicator.